Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
This ETFSA update is brought to you by ETFSA. Invest where it feels like home.
Kaya Biz.
Wealth creation.
It is 12 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. If you know anything about me, anything about the show and the constant engagement we have, we always focus on wealth creation. What it looks like when we reflect on the markets, the factors that actually drive it from a political and macroeconomic point of view, what some of the unforeseen consequences are, especially when it comes to the social impact on us as investors and society at large. But most importantly, we leave you with practical tools. What it is that you and I can actually do in making sure that not only do we grow our wealth, we protect our wealth, and we're able to bequeath that wealth to our loved ones and those that we care about. So tonight we're building up on an amazing feature that we started off with just over a year ago. In August, we had a significant number of many of you as Kaya Biz listeners and members join us for a conversation with ETFSA, where we literally broke down the fundamental concepts of exchange-traded funds. This really does speak to what my vibes is a chocolate box, an assortment of stocks. So why have one flavor when you can really have exposure to them all? This is essentially where we're building up on making sure that now we get rid of the excuses. We've built up on the knowledge. Now we put it into practice. To tell us more is Director for Strategy and Corporate Development at ETFSA, Gareth Stobie, a good friend of the show and someone who's taught me a thing or two about ETFs as well. Good to have you, Gareth.
Thanks, Gugu. Lovely to be here this evening and in studio.
Right, yes, and in studio. Yeah. I must tell you, it makes a huge difference when we have guests in studio, and I think people get to enjoy much of the scenery from outside of our window here. But funny enough, we talk about companies like the ones outside our window, a fueling station that has a retail network to it. We talk about the property owners of the building, which happens to be Growth Point. And all of these are companies we interact with, but we can also have an opportunity to invest in. We've discussed this at length before in different ways, but now we can actually make it practical in the new seminar that we'll be hosting in October with ETFSA and Kaya Biz.
That's right, Gugu. I think, from our side, we're looking to explore a few things this month with the station and your listeners. As you described in your introduction, our business, ETFSA, has long been an advocate for investment into the exchange-traded funds market.
Yes.
What are exchange-traded funds? Just to recap, these are essentially unit trusts that are listed on the stock exchange. If you buy one unit of an ETF, you're immediately diversified either over, say, the top 40 index or the S&P 500 index or the UK FTSE 100 index and what have you. So it really has been, over a couple of decades now, a breakthrough product in terms of democratizing investments, helping people get into the stock market, and you can start with pretty small sums of money.
Mm.
This month, what we'd like to do is, we launched a campaign that we call Excuse-Proof Investing, because we're all pretty good at coming up with excuses, aren't we?
Yeah. No time, not enough money, I'm not wealthy enough, I don't know what to invest in. But you've actually got the answers to all those questions.
I think you could write a book. And everyone's got their common excuses, their personal excuses, there are lots of different reasons why people don't invest as much as perhaps they should.
Yes.
And I think as a society, we sometimes guilty of, not kind of having that delayed gratification of actually putting money away for the long term. So we're going to be embarking on an educational campaign talking about ETFs, yes, and all the things around ETFs. But then how do you use ETFs within a financial plan? How do you use them towards your retirement, for instance, within a tax and a savings account, within a discretionary account? And what do you use these different accounts for? And what sort of time frame should you be investing for, within your TFSA or within your emergency?
TFSA being a tax-free savings account.
Exactly, yeah. And how do you use these different products to your benefit? And then, in our context, you can use ETFs inside them. Yeah, so we've called it Excuse-Proof Investing. We've actually, on our website, you'll see something called a starter pack where you can literally invest over kind of your RA, your tax-free savings account, or even a discretionary account, and have different sums of money working for you, all invested in the ETF market, and really putting to bed some of those excuses, because it is just that R1,000. I mean, most people, if they really work hard, can put at least that sum aside. And hopefully if you're earning more, you can invest much more than that.
Gotcha.
So it's about education, about ETFs, but also really, you know, giving everyone a kick in the pants and saying, no, come on, let's get going sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Before you spend on that extra lunch you're planning for in December on Black Friday, maybe this is actually what you should be spending your 1,000 rand on. And because I'm always intrigued by the world of investments and, you know, I'm aware of the risk analysis and the exposure, what kind of asset classes. There's even been recent reports about some of the best performing ETFs as well as unit trusts. And I want to talk about this 1,000 rand split because someone might ask, hold on, it's 1,000 rand that I'm putting away every month. It's going into an exchange traded fund, but split up into three buckets that you actually mentioned: retirement annuity, tax-free savings account, as well as discretionary investing.
Yeah, and we'll unpack those three buckets in some detail over the next couple of weeks. But essentially, the buckets really relate to timelines.
Yes.
So if you've got one timeline feels like it's forever away, and that's your retirement. We all will eventually get there. Some people feel they'll never retire, or some people feel like they want to retire when they're in their 40s. You know, people got different views on retirement. But ultimately, we all do get there, and you may or may not be able to continue working. And if you can't, or you want to retire and live off your savings, you've got to have that pot of money waiting for you. And retirement annuities have really, certainly over the last few years, risen in stature. They now have got extra flexibility built into them, which my colleague Mike's going to talk about later in the week. And so you've got that one bucket, which is your long-term saving and investing in ETFs for retirement. Mm-hmm. And then you've got tax-free savings account, which is still a relatively new convention. It's been around for a few years now.
True.
What are some of the things you can use tax-free savings accounts for? How long should you be investing them for? What sort of end goal should you have in mind when you have a tax-free savings account? And then lastly, a discretionary or emergency account. And that can either be for kind of rainy day money, you know, or for a more deliberate goal, like your child's education.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Oh, this gets me excited because I'm already keen to get into the kind of, ETFs that you'd have exposure to, different asset classes, which one would be more aggressive than another, given the advantages you can participate in. And also understanding some of the tax benefits, because as you've mentioned, tax-free savings accounts, but even your RA also do come with certain benefits when it comes to tax. So are these some of the nuances that we will also hear about during the conversation?
Absolutely. Tax is a big part of it.
Yes.
And it's around being smart with your taxes, you know.
Yes.
Around making sure that, you know, if you are, I don't know, working for ABC corporate and you're earning, you know, starting to earn a decent salary, and suddenly you see this tax coming off your salary every month, how do you invest wisely in the context of tax? So an RA are tax deductible, for instance. Mm-hmm. That's one tax advantage, and so tax plays a role in terms of maximizing your savings through time. So RA is a tax-efficient vehicle. Tax-free savings accounts, as the name implies, are obviously a tax-efficient vehicle. So tax is one thing. Time is another thing. Diversification is clearly important. I heard on the way over here you were talking about Bitcoin and gold and AI stocks. And there's a lot of different opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. So how do investors make sure that they are well-diversified in the market? And ETFs have always been a bit of a poster child for that, really, because by, you know, as I say, investing in just the JSE top 40, suddenly you're not investing in one share in the top 40, which may or may not serve you well, but you're investing in all 40, and you just ride that market through time. And as we know, that index is doing particularly well at the moment.
Yeah.
Similarly with the US markets and other global markets. So what we've done is really put together a simple portfolio of indices for clients. We call it our kind of our foundational, a balanced foundation product that's got some global equity, some local equity, some bonds, some cash, some property. So you're well diversified really from the outset.
100%. These are the themes that really get me excited, but I'm aware that there will be a panel discussion. We'll be speaking to yourself, Narina, and Mike Brown. For anyone who has joined us at the previous session, they'd be well aware that you all three have a wealth of experience, but also lead a phenomenal team of individuals who also have an understanding of how to guide us, not only through onboarding, but also in assessing our investment decisions. But talk us through that, because some people are a little bit more au fait with ETFs and investing, and someone else just might be, you know, needing that push to actually start. So does this appeal to, I guess, everyone involved, whether you've been in the market for the last 10 years or someone who just wants to get in right now?
Yeah, exactly. It's the whole campaign, Excuse Proof Investing, is supposed to be around putting aside whatever excuses have been holding you back around not starting the habit of investing, the habit of putting away 1,000 rand or whatever you can afford on a monthly basis and allowing that to build over time. And how you approach that habit is very important. You know, it's a little bit like exercise. You know, if you start exercising once twice a week, suddenly that becomes ingrained in your in the way that you approach your week. And investing should be the same. You know, it's an important habit really to develop in your life. And sometimes people just need the nudge to get on with that habit. It's like being invited for a jog with your friend. You say, oh, thank goodness someone's invited me. I've always wanted to jog once a week, and now so-and-so has invited me. This is the investment version of that, where we just really want to say in a very simple, easy way, guys, let's get going with your RA. Let's get going with regular contributions and tax-free savings account. Let's use this world of ETFs, which is so vibrant, that's well regulated, that's safe, it's diversified, all of those things as well, low cost, I should have added, and kind of pull all of that together in something that's you know, really user friendly. So yeah, we've got a series of interviews lined up with the station for this month around how retirement products work, the ins and outs of them and the rules of them, the same with tax-free savings accounts, and then emergency funds and how you should think about those, and then other things like the power of compound. You know, once you get into this habit, how quickly that builds up. Again, you know, if you draw the parallel to fitness, you know, one jog becomes two jogs. Yes. Suddenly you're losing. Power of compound starts working quite quickly in your favor.
100%. When your money has little money babies and it grows and it grows. You're preaching to the converted when it comes to me, because we've walked this journey before, but how do people get access to it? I'm on your website right now. I do see the link to starter pack. So for anyone who goes on to etfsa.co.za, if you click on the link that says starter pack, it will take you to Excuse Proof Investing Starts Here. And I love it. It says, let's go. And it's quite easy to follow the
prompts. And then what's going to happen is you're just going to fill in a very simple form.
Yeah.
And someone in the team is going to be assigned to you, and they're going to make sure that you've followed through. No excuses at that point. You've committed. And make sure, you know, we get you over the line and get you going. You know, the usual FICA things and that. We need to know who you are and that you've got a bank account and all of that. But hopefully, as I say, hopefully it's a very simple kick in the pants for everyone who feels like they need one.
Got you. Yeah. And for people who are curious, what's beautiful about your website as well and ETFSA as a whole is that you also walk the journey with investors. You do have a podcast as well as webinars that you host, just to ensure that investors do get a better understanding of any questions that they might have or even the differentials in the products as well that exist.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of educational content on the website. There's research about ETFs, performance surveys. We often write blogs around which products are coming to market. But quite honestly, the world is awash with personal finance information, isn't there?
Yes, I mean, and that's important, because you're going to help us, guiding us to get the right information.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, there is a lot of information at everyone's disposal these days. Mm. The trick really is to get people into the habit of actioning what they've read and saying, oh, I've heard about ETFs. I understand that I can invest 300 Rand a month into the top 40. It'll make, you know, I'll be immediately diversified. So-and-so has told me it's a good idea. I've read up on about it. I now know it's a good idea, but how do I actually do it? How do I get on with it? And I think from that perspective, you know, hopefully the campaign's well structured.
100%. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be an amazing month ahead. And I guess anyone can start, right? I think it's important that we emphasize that. So often we think we're too young, we're too old, we don't have enough money.
Anyone can start. You can start it for your kids, even if you want to. It's primarily aimed at individuals rather than trusts or companies. So it's individuals. All you need is your kind of ID, bank account, proof of address, those sort of simple things.
And you've often been asked a question about stock files. I know that often comes up.
Yes, we do support stock files, less so in the starter pack concept, but they're very welcome on our platform. We've got actually a number of stock files that we already support. Sometimes we've got ladies in our team who drive out to communities and actually meet with people and explain what's going on and how their investments are doing and stuff. So it's, I think inclusivity is important to us. We've got quite a broad range of clients of all different levels of wealth who we support, and all different levels of understanding as well. So I think it's very accessible from that standpoint.
Got you. I'm excited, Gareth. I always enjoy our conversations as well as the knowledge and insight that you're able to bring to the fore. And speaking to you and everyone else in the team is going to be exciting for the month ahead.
Great.
Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Google.
Fantastic. That's Gareth Stobie, Director for Strategy and Corporate Development at ETFSA, joining us tonight to remind us that, hey, it's time to put those excuses aside. You know that money you took from Tupot? You shouldn't have. But even if you did, it's not too late to actually try to get started again in investing. If you're planning on spending on Black Friday, maybe spend on your investments. That would be a good idea. And even if you're thinking of Christmas shopping, instead of the Christmas outfits for the kids, rather put away some money for them to future-proof their financial and investment future. Log on to the website, etfsa.co.za. On the website, you'll be able to log into a page that says Starter Pack. And quite literally there, you click on the Let's Go button, fill in your details, and a team member will reach out to you to get more insight from you to make sure that you register appropriately, log into your account, and of course, get investing. 1,000 rand a month? How much do you typically spend on lunch? Weekends away? That pair of shoes? The handbag? Rather put it away for the long term. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.